following is an UBDM.com minicast. And welcome to another NoobyDM.com minicast. I am your host, NoobyDM, and joining me today from the Tome Show, one of the first D&D podcasts on the internet, if not the first one, certainly the first one I ever heard, is Jeff Greiner. He also just started a new website called TemporaryHitPoints.com aimed at the D&D player, not the DM. How's it going, Jeff?
It is fantastic, and I'll have you know that the Wizards of the Coast official D&D podcast beat me by like a month.
Oh, you're kidding.
One month? So far as I know, I'm the second D&D podcast on the internet.
Well, I told you when I came on to review the Underdark book on your show, I told you it was the first one I had found, and it's the first one I ever listened to. And I want to say that a lot of us guys that are podcasting D&D stuff on the internet wouldn't be doing it if you hadn't broken that ground and sort of lay the framework for us to follow you. So
I'm happy to do it.
All right, Jeff. So having said that, we have a job to do here.
And we do.
That means we have to go straight to the voicemail and see who needs help.
Hey, newbie DM and guest. I'm fairly new to Dungeons & Dragons, and I want my friends to try it. We're all video game nerds to some degree, but I'm the only one who's ever played Dungeons & Dragons. Do you have any suggestions of how to introduce people to D&D that have no experience with it? I'd like to make it fun as possible so they'll play more in the future. Thanks. Love the website and podcast.
All right, Jeff. He wants to introduce new players to D&D. I know you have some experience doing that, so what do you say?
Yeah, I've introduced over the years a lot of people, I guess, to D&D. The trick to success for me has been that they've had some interest ahead of time. Most of the people that I've brought into the game have been people that, you know, came to me and said, hey, I heard that you're into D&D. We're kind of interested in this. What can you show us? And then we put together some, you know, a short little one-shot or whatever to give them a chance to try it out and see if they like it and that kind of thing. So I guess I would look at your friends who are video game players and try to see, well, what kind of games are they playing? Are they playing the kind of games that would lean them towards a role-playing game like D&D? You know, are they playing RPGs and WoW and all those things online where that would lead to a natural sort of connection, a natural interest in a role-playing game like D&D. If that interest is there, then it's, you know, a pretty simple matter to say, let's get together some resources and just give it a shot one time and see how we like it. And then if they're going to become D&D players, usually that one experience, if it's a decent experience, will be enough to keep them coming back for more. That's been my experience. Once I get somebody who shows a little bit of interest, that's sort of the crack in the door. And then we get them to play one time, and then from there, usually they're hungry for it, right? They want to come back, and they want to know when they can play again. And if they're not, then maybe they tried it out, and it's not going to turn out that they're going to be into that kind of thing, and that's okay. Sometimes the trick is knowing that you can't force somebody to be a D&D player, even if you really want to play with them.
I think my video game background, I used to play a lot of video games when I was younger. And I was always drawn to the genre. I was always drawn to the Final Fantasies, the Zeldas, the RPGs, the Japanese RPGs, the Dragon Warriors. You know, in my NES when I was a kid, I was always playing those type of games. So sort of the progression from video game to the gaming table was an easy one because I understood the genre. And video games sort of set me up for that because they exposed me to that. And it's sort of that was my introduction to it, and it was sort of a natural progression. So if he's playing those type of games, I think it should be an easy, especially if you're playing something like WoW or those type of games, EverQuest on the computer, where it's basically just D&D on a computer screen, should be relatively easy. I would also tell the caller that maybe he can check out the Wizards site. I know they offer a free download of a starter kit for 4E, along with a full module. They offer the Keep on the Shadowfell for free. They offer a quick start rules for free. So it really shouldn't hurt you to download that stuff and introduce your players. Tell them, look, let's run a night. Let's run a one-shot. Let's see how it goes. Let's see if you guys like it. And I don't want to use this comparison because I think a lot of people frown on it. But maybe if it helps his cause, he could even throw out the video game on paper argument for D&D, which I know a lot of people see it as a negative. But for fans of video games that might be looking to getting into D&D, it might not be such a negative comparison to make.
Mm-hmm.
You follow? So those are the things. And I'll plug my own site real quick. I have a starter kit for Kobold Hall on my site. Kobold Hall is the adventure that came out in the Dungeon Master's Guide 1. They have a quick three or four encounter adventure in the back of the book, and I created some maps scaled for printout and some tokens for that adventure. You might want to check that out too. All right, Jeff, moving on from the DMing to the player side of things. I know you recently started a website aimed at players. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The website is temporaryhitpoints.com. I looked at all the blogs and things that are out there, and I said to myself, you know, there's a lot of people doing DM advice. There's a lot of people just sort of doing general gaming blogging. But I wanted to see if we could put together something that would be just for the 4th edition D&D player. And so we're going to put out at least an article every week, and it's just about things to help players make their game awesome.
Very cool. Is it just you writing it, or do you have a bunch of contributors?
I've got a bunch of contributors. I'm writing some of it, and then I've got other people like Tracy Hurley from Sarah Dark Magic is going to put out an article very soon here. Quinn Murphy from the At Will blog is writing an article for this first month. I have Jeremiah McCoy from the Basics of the Game podcast who wrote the second article that's on the website now. And then I did the first one, and I've got a couple more that I'm going to put out this month as well. So,
very cool. And I know, you also host the Tome Show, which is the groundbreaking podcast I was talking about earlier. Jeff, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I hope we helped the caller with his question. And that'll do it for this episode. Anything else you want to plug?
I think I'm good.
Thank you
much.
No, thank you for coming on. And that'll do it for this episode, guys. I want to remind you to call into the NoobDM.com voicemail line at 305-349-3026. 305-349-3026. We'll get your questions answered here in the show. And I'd ask you to take the time and go on iTunes and review the show. Leave us your bad review, your good review, whatever you want to say. We love feedback. And keep checking NoobDM.com for downloads, reviews, and gaming advice and more. That'll do it. See you guys next time.
Bye-bye.